This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio 2 to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance and mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the all-new website for the show, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, as he does mostly every night at this time, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, it was kind of a wacky day yesterday, not only the weather in Chicago, but the president was in the middle of a press conference sometime around, 6 p.m. or so at night, and doggone if he wasn't suddenly rushed out of the room. A Secret Service agent came in. There were shots fired outside. Come to find out, whether they had a gun or not, I still don't know, but they claimed to have a rifle, and they were headed towards the White House fence, and a Secret Service uniform officer saw this person and warned them to stop, and they didn't. They kept coming at him aggressively and took like what was going to be a shooting pose coming at him, and he fired two shots and I guess wounded him. I believe the suspect is still in the hospital, and I don't really know what his condition is.
Yes, we don't have any other information specifically about the condition at this time, Captain, but it was a 51-year-old man, evidently approached the Secret Service officer near the officer's post. This is near Pennsylvania Avenue and 17th Street, and the person evidently told the Secret Service officer that he had a weapon, and you're right. He dropped into what they call a shooting stance. After pulling some kind of an object, we don't know exactly what yet, out of his clothing, and that's when they opened fire, and that's when the shooting happened, as we understand. The president was about 3 minutes into his press conference when a Secret Service agent came in and told him that they wanted him to come out of the briefing room temporarily there, and the president left. And, of course, all the reporters ran over to the window to try to see what was going on. The president came back real soon after that. And it was interesting, one of the reporters asked the president if he was, quote-unquote, rattled, and President Trump said, do I look like I'm rattled? He said, the Secret Service will give a full report later on.
Yeah, which they did several hours later once they had most of the facts put together. And, of course, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Now, the other anomaly, if you want to call it that happened yesterday, happened in Chicago, a couple different things. First of all, they had another looting and riot session. I guess they declared it an unlawful assembly or something where they were downtown and they went after Gucci's and Macy's and busted store windows and stole things from there and other expensive stores in the downtown area of Chicago. And then when the Black Lives Matter organizer gave a press conference about it, they said, well, those businesses have insurance, you know, like as if la-di-da doesn't mean anything. Well, first of all, Macy's is in bankruptcy, and whatever insurance they got, I'm sure didn't cover what was stolen. You want to bet?
Well, yeah, we just don't know, but obviously you've got stores that are really in dire straits for sure, but it's the cavalier attitude, Captain, that you're talking about. I mean, really?
They know
destruction is okay.
They know they're not going to get prosecuted because they're not being prosecuted. They're being turned out onto the streets, and it's like, well, too bad. Don't do it again.
Right. You know, and I recall seeing some of the quotes from Mayor Lightfoot, and I was thinking, what's going on here? Because I think she was saying words to the effect that this was not any kind of protest. This was just violence, and this was looting and all this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, well, welcome to the party. Are you just figuring this out?
Then we had an anomaly called a derecho with 100-mile-an-hour winds that moved across the Midwest, downing trees and power lines. It actually looked like a tornado was coming through downtown Chicago when I saw it on the television earlier. And they told everybody to treat this like as if it's a tornado warning with the straight-line winds. What happened there?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. These winds can reach 100 miles per hour and sometimes a little bit more. They do create damage that is very similar to a tornado, although they typically do so in a straight line sort of swath. That's why we get the term straight line wind damage, basically. But it did come down through Chicago. We understand that much of northern Illinois, of course, also had damage down trees, power lines down and so forth. It also went through Perry, Iowa, we understand, and also went through much of the area there in the Midwest and leaving a lot of people, more than 1 million people, homes and businesses, without power.
I'll bet some of them still may not have power.
But very, very true, especially when those lines go down, because they have to go out there, they have to fix them, and then they have to energize them. It takes a while sometimes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we're going to put our friend Kathy Curtis to work here and let her take us to the break. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the program always brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And you know, if you're suffering with any kind of pain that's keeping you awake right now and you can't sleep because of the pain, this is the way to help yourself out with a 100% all-natural, drug-free, botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins and helps with a healthy response to inflammation, decreases discomfort, and will get rid of the pain. It'll support healthy joints and muscles, too. It's called Relief Factor. Now, the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. I have been taking this for 4 years, and I'm telling you, the product works for me, or I wouldn't be talking about it right now. And I take it every day, at least once or twice a day, depending on my level of pain. Now, it has a 3-week quick start that comes with it, $19.95. You start out for 3 weeks, costs you $19.95 to try the capsules that you'll get. And all you got to do is go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. If you want to call on the phone, you can do that too at 800-500-8384. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that will get you the discounted price. That's relieffactor.com/captain, the $19.95 3-week quick start. Give it a try. All you got to lose is pain, right? Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Okay, Kyle. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that there is no surprise at all that China wants President Trump to lose the election. Now, why is that, Kyle?
Well, obviously, I think the Chinese would feel that they would be in a much better position with a potential President Biden. I think they would be able to manipulate things a lot more. And President Trump has shown time and again that he's not going to stand still for any kind of misbehavior, especially having to do with shutting down the Houston consulate just a couple weeks ago.
Would any of that have to do with the most corrupt political family in America, per the New York Post article on Sunday, the Biden family, and the billions, with the B, of dollars that they have been able to gain from countries like, oh gosh, China's one of them?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, if the situation were reversed, Captain, I mean, where are all the intrepid reporters saying, well, what kind of influence could China wield over a Joe Biden presidency, you know, knowing that all these deals have been made or this kind of thing? Where's the influence coming from? But you don't hear a peep about that kind of stuff.
Well, of course not.
Yeah.
It's not conducive to the Democratic or the progressive left, liberal, Democrat, socialist, communist issues that are at play here. Now, some black male political leaders, including, I understand, James Clyburn, warned Joe Biden that he will lose the election if he does not name a black female running mate, because there was some word scattering that he might still be considering Elizabeth Warren, of all people.
Yeah, this is a real interesting sort of thing. We understand, yeah, more than 100 prominent black men, they had a open letter to Joe Biden on Monday. Now, this also included, the signatories included Sean Diddy Combs, also the radio host known as Charlemagne the God, where a lot of this started with Joe Biden, with his, if you ain't voting for me, you ain't black, comment that he made, his words, Cedric the Entertainer, and also Ben Crump, the civil rights attorney as well. But yeah, this is the thing, what they're telling Joe Biden is you will lose the election if you don't appoint a black woman as your VP running mate. So this is very strong.
I hope everybody's listening to what I'm about to say here, because Rasmussen Reports did a poll, and that poll came out with an interesting number. 59% of the people polled, Democrat and Republican, it was equal, 50-50, Democrat and Republican, 59% of the people polled do not believe that Joe Biden will finish a four-year term as president.
Yeah, that's very powerful. That's one poll that I would sort of take almost at face value, only because we're watching what's happening to Joe Biden. It's quite clear. I would wonder what kind of poll would be if he would make it to the inauguration, only insofar as that he may not be able to serve as president. Not that something other drastic thing would befall him, but again, he just seems like he's not doing well. And so this is why the VP pick for numerous reasons is so very important, should Joe Biden win the presidency. But I think also, Captain, the war that's going on right now with Joe Biden and the Democrat Party and all these things, it seems like that's really where the story is. And we're not hearing a lot about it in the mainstream media, at least insofar as that the disunity is quite prevalent.
Now, we just heard from Catwoman and Road Dog via the Facebook Messenger, and they said that they're switching drivers in Prescott, Arkansas, headed back to Lafayette, and then they're going home, Lafayette meaning Indiana. They said their home was spared by the straight line winds tonight, but others weren't so lucky. One person was killed in a mobile home in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and she says, have a great night, stay safe, listening now, Catwoman and Road Dog. Well, you guys too. I'm glad to hear that your home was spared.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, very sad to hear what happened, but yeah, Catwoman and Road Dog, safe trip home.
Now, moving along, Susan Rice's financial ties to a particular group are worrying some of the progressives ahead of the Biden VP selection, because it looks like she's in the lead. Who are they, what are they afraid of there?
Well, Captain, this is, file it under the, it just doesn't get any better than this, and that is, she evidently had some investments in a company called TransCanada,
yep,
the company that owned the Keystone Pipeline.
That's exactly correct. I was waiting for you to say that, the Keystone Pipeline. She had, as a matter of fact, I think she still may have money in it.
Yes, it was part of her last public financial disclosure form, we understand. So, yeah, this is one of those things. Remember the Keystone Pipeline was terrible, and Barack Obama said, that's not a jobs program. Well, of course not, because it wasn't a government jobs program. It was actual companies making actual jobs for actual people. So, you know, he could poo-poo it all he wanted to, but it was actually a really good thing. And so, of course, now if she's involved with that, maybe profiting from it, that's some good stuff right
now. Well, they were betting on the fact that when Donald Trump got elected, if he got elected, he was going to make money with that. They were going to make money with that because he was going to build the Keystone Pipeline. That was one of the things he talked about.
Well, sure. Exactly. So you got Benghazi, you got this, you got the other stuff with the investigations and whatnot. I mean, Susan Rice is just, there's going to be a lot there, not just to criticize, but to have your real legitimate questions. And I can't imagine how they're going to try to sort of worm their way out of those kinds of very, very sticky wickets.
Now, they had the vote, and I guess it was around 5 o'clock or so in the afternoon, our time. But the Seattle City Council approved a plan to defund the police department, slashed a bunch of jobs and salaries that start as soon as Monday with the Seattle Police Department.
Well, don't you feel safer in Seattle? Remember, there used to be Sleepless in Seattle? Well, I don't know.
Now it's going to be Grab Your Gun in Seattle.
Well, exactly. And again, it's hard to believe.
You don't think, Kyle, this isn't going to invite the riffraff and the criminals around the country to go, well, I'm going to go there because they got no cops.
Exactly. And I got to tell you, all this kind of stuff, it's like it's some weird Batman movie where, you know, everything goes crazy and then Batman has to really just run ragged trying to catch everybody or something. But this is real life. And they're actually pulling back. They're actually doing these crazy things. And you're right, Captain. The criminals, they think this is a field day for the criminals.
Yeah. Now, are your schools going back in session anytime soon, your high schools and elementary and all that?
Nope. Not anytime soon here in Southern California.
Well, listen to this. Schools are now mulling outdoor classes amidst the virus and ventilation worries. They're talking about having classes outdoors underneath like a canopy type roof with the sides open and all that stuff, so they got plenty of ventilation.
Yeah, I'm hearing a little bit about that and how that might work, but I don't know that it's being discussed real seriously, at least in the Southern California area where I am. Yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, crime has spiked considerably in Chicago as this district attorney who's up for re-election, she apparently over in her career so far has dropped the charges on 27,000 cases, including a bunch of felonies, assaults against police officers, and they are hopping mad in Chicago, the police union, as well they should be.
Wow.
All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as Kathy is going to take us to break again. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the deadlock on coronavirus legislation, including money for unemployed workers and eviction control, the House's number two Democrat has announced the lower chamber will not return for any votes in Washington until at least mid-September, after negotiations between Democratic leaders in the White House on the next coronavirus relief measure collapsed, leaving millions of jobless Americans without immediate relief. According to the schedule released by House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, the House will not convene for votes until at least September 14th. Members will be working from their home districts, conducting committee work for the first 2 weeks of September. Lawmakers were initially scheduled to return September 1st. Hoyer said lawmakers would have 24-hour notice to return for votes on any new legislation related to the coronavirus. President Trump rolled out a series of executive actions over the weekend to circumvent Congress. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they are an insurance company extraordinaire. Now, they've been in business for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find any kind of coverage for almost anything that you own. All you got to do is go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, type in your zip code, and you will find out where your local office is located, all the information for the agent. But if you want to get a quote right there at the website, you can do that too, because they'll offer you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, the car, or the truck that you're driving. And don't forget, they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too, through your Geico insurance agency or the Geico website. So, there you go. So give them a shot by going over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to take a caller right now. We've got a caller calling in here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. This is Mike in Clearwater.
What's up there, Mike?
Professor and Captain, I think that our total way of life, everything that our country stands for, is under assault.
You're right.
First of all, I don't see how anybody could be a police officer in this environment. They're practically declaring open season. And, Captain, here locally, and I want to hear what the professor has to say about this, the moron mayor of St. Pete and his minions in the city council have said, we're going to send unarmed civilian people to police calls. So, okay, if somebody's having a mental episode and you send an unarmed civilian peacemaker and that goes south, what are you going to do then?
Yeah.
It's really dangerous.
Yeah, you're right.
It's moronic.
You're right. Okay, well, thanks, Mike. We'll answer
thank
for you.
You.
Yeah, thank you. And he's absolutely right. And I heard that said that, well, we're going to send our peacemakers to talk them down. Right. What if you got a guy that's over the deep edge or drunk or high on drugs or whatever with a weapon of some sort? What do you think they're going to do?
Yeah, Captain, it's such a recipe for disaster, and Mike is absolutely correct about this. And not to be flip or anything, but if you do send somebody out to a call where someone's maybe having a mental episode or they are suffering from some kind of terrible mental disorder, and they think the person's coming up to them as, you know, some kind of weird demon or something, and they go to try to hurt them, how are these people going to protect themselves? How are they going to protect people around them? That's why the police are the first responders to these things.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones, and of course, then they can evaluate, but a lot of times it's about securing the situation first. And otherwise, I'm afraid we're going to get a lot of people who are either going to needlessly be injured or needlessly killed.
Well, I and this show and this program is all about Blue Lives Matter, Red Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, Military Lives Matter, EMT's Lives Matter, Reverend's Lives Matter, you name it. Anybody that responds to any type of emergency or disaster, their lives matter. And I will not back down for one second from that. I support my police, sheriff, state police, the whole nine yards, okay? And they can do no wrong by me. Once in a while, there will be a rogue officer. We all know about that, right, Kyle?
Well, sure, yeah.
But that doesn't mean that the whole damn police force is bad. It means that you root out the guys that are in there that are doing whatever they're doing, and you keep on trucking. But the fact of the matter is we cannot have an open society like what we have right now with what's going on without having law enforcement. Not peacemakers, law enforcement. People that carry weapons, whether it's a gun, whether it's mace, whether it's a taser, whatever it is, they have to be armed. They've got to meet force with force, and it happens all too much when these police officers put their life on the line and go to, God forbid, a family disturbance, which is where a lot of things go south very quickly.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And Mike also mentioned something else, too, and that was the assaults on police officers.
Yep.
You know, and that's been normalized now in
yep.
the media. It's normalized by different groups.
Yep.
And so it's just terrible.
Yep.
I mean, you shouldn't have a target on you like
and
that.
And look at New York, the guy that is seriously injured and critically injured a police officer by smacking him in the head with a brick. The BLM supporter wound up getting released from jail and the charges dropped against him.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? For assaulting a police officer, they should have put him under the jail.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that was New York City.
Yeah, this is real serious stuff.
Yeah. Now, speaking of New York City, a New York City councilman is crediting hydroxychloroquine with saving him from COVID-19. And this goes totally against the grain. So did you hear that anywhere in the news?
Well, of course not. Because if hydroxychloroquine does anything good, well, that means that, didn't Trump say that he had heard good things about it?
He took it.
Yeah, and he also took it as well. But again, this goes against the narrative. And the narrative is hydroxychloroquine is terrible. This is a quackery. It's all this kind of stuff. But you know what, Captain? People are seeing through this. I can't tell you how many people just say to me, this is all being politicized. They know it. I mean, they can see what's it. They're not stupid.
It's a 90-cent malaria pill versus a $15, $20, $30, $40 pill. This other medication is coming out. Whatever, just pick your price anywhere from what I told you to up to what I told you. And it makes perfect sense. It's reasonable. It's affordable. It's cheap. And it works.
And it works. But unfortunately, the powers that be, at least the party elite, they're not interested in what works. The only thing they want to work is, can they get Trump out of office?
Or can they make money on a more expensive drug?
And make more money.
Because they've got money invested in. Some of these clowns have got money invested in. They think like we don't know. All right, well, several of the Biden staffers donated to a Minnesota group. that helped to get the violent criminals bailed out of jail in Minneapolis, Seattle, Portland. Isn't that just ducky?
Well, you know, Captain, sometimes I like to say the campaign commercials just write themselves. Can you imagine? You know, Joe Biden staffers helped to bail out these people into these crimes and so forth. I mean, that's just a campaign commercial right there. It's like you don't even have to dig for stuff. It's right there.
Now, we talked about Chicago a little while ago, and we talked about the district attorney there, state's attorney, I guess is what they call them, Kim Fox, and the fact that she was releasing a bunch of people, her record for releasing people and dropping felony charges and pleading people out or just letting them go, dropping the charges altogether, is unbelievably, and by the way, isn't she the one with the Jussie Smollett thing?
I think so. That's right. That's
yeah,
where all that happened.
Yeah, all that stuff went through too because she's a friend of Michelle Obama.
Right.
And Michelle put in a good word for Jesse.
Well, again, it's all about the record. It's all about being able to communicate clearly to the voters exactly what people have been doing. Here's what the trend is. This is the bias, basically. Mm-hmm. And so if you just go in there and drop all the charges against all the violent criminals, for example, that just kind of, it sort of shows your hand. You know, it's not even being subtle.
Now, how many hours a day does President Trump work?
Oh, gosh, I would say, I don't know, 16.
There's times he's up at 4 o'clock in the morning or maybe a little bit earlier or whatever, and he works until he gets a little bit tired. I understand he takes power naps just like yours truly does. Then he'll get up and he'll go again. So it's not uncommon for him to work 16, 18, 20 hours a day and survive on 3 or 4 hours sleep. That's common for him, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And he gets his exercise by probably just being awake and alert and doing a certain amount of things and whatnot. And yesterday I was watching the media get all excited because of the vigorous bike ride that Joe Biden was taking.
Right. Well,
don't know how far that bike ride went, whether or not it's just out of camera range and he loaded them all up in a vehicle and drove off.
Yeah, we don't.
I suspect is what happened.
Well, but again, Joe Biden could do virtually anything, and then the media would say he's super great and look what he's doing.
Yeah, but he won't take that test.
Well, of course not. And
that the president did, that he scored 30 out of 30 and he got a perfect score, and Joe Biden won't take the same test.
Well, that's right. Well, we just need another intrepid correspondent to ask him about the test and see if we get the same reaction.
Of course we will.
Yeah, I hope so, because, again, this is out there with the voters now. They actually do want to know more about what they're seeing happening in front of their eyes.
Now, I want to hear something from somebody in Chicago. I'm going to throw this story out there because Chicago tonight did something totally different to try to break down the violence and the protests and all that stuff going on in downtown. They've raised the drawbridges going into downtown Chicago, and they've restricted downtown access to prevent more rioting. Now, right now, this is going on in Chicago right now, so I don't know if it's working or not. We'll have
That's
to
right.
wait
we'll
and see.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back, and we'll have our first Truckers Highway and Byway report here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at the roads out there, take a look at the weather damage out there done by this Direcco system that went roaring through. And, Kathy, it's your turn again.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and now it's time to get started with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Centers and Flying J Truck Stop. Wherever they're at, you need to stop there. And take advantage of the fact that if you tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch on the Third Watch, you get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Or if you belong to the Drivers Club and you've got one of those mugs, they'll fill the mug up for you. So how about that? Hot or cold drink. Now, there you go. And we're going to get started right now because we're going rooster cruising.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a pair right feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hangout in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, coming on back, that's Ray Carlisle, Rooster Cruise, and ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into this now. I'm going to read the weather statement here, and then we'll turn it loose to Kyle here to take a look out west. Now, above normal temperatures are expected to continue into midweek for portions of the Northeast, and I do mean hot. So that includes the I-95 corridor from New York City all the way up into Maine. Critical fire weather conditions are expected in the interior Pacific Northwest, with additional red flag warnings in effect for the Great Basin and the Rockies. And Kyle, take it away and tell us what's going on out west from the Rockies west.
Well, that's right, Captain. We've got a lot going on in terms of the heat, excessive heat watches. We've got fire watches. We've got fire warnings. And we're going to start in the southwestern part in Arizona tonight. All around the Phoenix area, we've got the excessive heat watches that are in effect. Heat could go from 111 degrees to 116 degrees, we understand. Now, this is going to extend about into over to the New Mexico border, also over into Southern California as well, and we're expecting a big heat up here as we head toward the end of the week. We've got a high-pressure system, and that's going to mean triple digits. In fact, right now, out in Palm Springs, California, it's about 91 degrees last I heard at this hour of the night.
At midnight
in Southern California, exactly. Also down in El Paso, we'll go there real briefly. In El Paso, we've got an air quality alert, and that looks like we've got elevated ozone going on there right now, so be careful there. Then as we head up through Utah, we've got fire weather warnings in southern Utah and also fire weather watches around the Reno-Carson City area. Now, we're going to look and find there should be some thunderstorms north of Highway 80 on Tuesday. That's going to give way to dry winds on Wednesday. That's why the fire weather watch is in effect. And as we head up 395 and head into southern Oregon, we're going to find fire weather warnings. This is going to extend all the way up through the central part of the state, all the way to the Canadian border, and encompassing Spokane. This is all going to be east of Seattle and Portland, but encompassing Bend, Oregon. And then in Montana, kind of the same story, right down through the middle of the state, through Helena, through Butte, Great Falls, we've got fire weather warnings going on, and that extends almost all over the state of Wyoming, Captain. So we do have so much dry weather, low humidity, and also now in the Grand Junction area of Colorado, we've got an air quality alert, and that's still from that wildfire smoke. But
wow.
Over to the east in Fort Collins, Boulder area, Denver, Aurora, and Centennial, we've got some ozone issues there going on, and that's what's triggered that air quality alert there.
All righty. Well, in the central part of Oklahoma, there is a flash flood watch going on there right now with some flash flood watches in other parts of Oklahoma. The weather that came through there earlier yesterday, plus in the central part of Missouri, it looks like along, this is pretty much I-70, you're going to have south of Springfield, or no, not Springfield, Columbia, south of Columbia, Missouri, you're going to have some flash flood watches in that area. Now, east of Chicago, and actually the south side of Chicago, around over towards the Michigan line, right there across I-90 and I-94 where the roads run together, you've got a flash flood watch in there, and that's from all the rain they had earlier. Over in Toledo, same thing over that away. Central part of Tennessee around Nashville, got flash flood watches there tonight. And it looks like as if the heat is not only from New York to Maine, but the heat is also up I-81 from Binghamton to Syracuse to Utica, and then way up north, Messina, Ogdensburg, along the St. Lawrence Seaway. You got a high heat advisory up there. I-87 coming up out of Albany all the way to the Quebec line. You've got a high heat advisory there. Most of Connecticut is involved in this. The southern part of Vermont and New Hampshire is involved in this too, this high heat advisory. So be advised that it's just going to be one of those days that up north the air conditioners are going to be running, and a lot of those places up there I just mentioned up in the Green Mountains, they don't have air conditioners. They figure they don't need them, but for just 2 or 3 days a year. Well, this is 2 days in a row they would have needed it.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right.
Now, going back to what we were talking about there, we've had a situation, and I've been watching this, waiting to see what was going to happen, but the entire government of Lebanon, the prime minister, the ruling cabinet, all the leaders quit after the Beirut bomb riots yesterday.
That's very true. And, of course, what's happening, there's so much sadness and anger, really, directed at the government there that, I don't think the center could hold any longer. They don't understand these steps that led up to this huge blast that has affected so many people and killed so many and injured literally thousands.
Now, the Seattle police chief sent an email to her officers praising their job that they did in the email, and she told the officers to resign before they get terminated after major cuts were announced to the department. So it looks like the blue flu is going to be alive and well in Seattle starting sooner rather than later. Now what do you do, Seattle?
You know, at some point, you know, we're going to see what this is all, you know, leading towards. We're going to see the fruition of all this. And unfortunately, Captain, on that day, I'm not going to be happy to say I told you so, you know, that kind of thing, because this is madness what they're embarking on. And we're not talking about reforms. We're not talking about bad apples or anything of this nature. We just seem to be the wholesale slash and burn of the police department, and this is just not going to end well.
And apparently this place called Chaz, which I guess was called CHOP, is still not totally dismantled.
Yeah, exactly. I know they're still having some issues with that, but again,
well, I'm looking at the streets here, and I'm looking at now they got plywood up in the middle of the street.
Well, and again, is this going to become some sort of permanent protest area? If that's the case, then all the businesses will simply say goodbye. The lawsuits will fly because the city never protected them.
And one of the reasons they defunded the police is it cost $20 million during the coronavirus losses and the riots. $20 million. They're blaming the police, I guess.
Wow.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, coming right back with Kyle Warren, hour number two, right after the top of the hour news. But you just can't make this stuff up, and it's just a terrible, terrible shame. Again, Seattle, and we've got listeners up there, KITZ, that are listening to us right now, up there on Megatalk Radio. Shame on you, Seattle City Council. Shame on you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.